7:14. The trouble is with me, for I'm all too human, a slave to sin. I do what I hate. Verse 17, so I am not the one doing wrong. It is sin in me that does it. Verse 23, saying over against the law of God, I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. It's always there. surrendered all, I would be reaching the state of perfection. We never reach it. We do not reach that on this earth in this body of flesh. Fellowship in the church, having someone as an accountability partner. Why don't you pick another person in your own church? You guys pick another friend. And you all talk about the issues where you're so, that are so vulnerable, where you're tempted, where you're weak, where you've sinned in the past. Talk with each other. Avoid sinful companions. Listen, I find children. My youngest child, when he got away in college, we were working in that drug store and running into the wrong crowd. What happened? Because he could waste almost 10 years of his life because he started following the Lord. Thank God, I think he's coming back around to his glory and the way this time. But if you get with the wrong crowd, guess what? You're going to be just like them. Proverbs would tell us to avoid evil companions. And I encourage you, especially young people, read a chapter in the book of Proverbs every day. Read it every day. Make strong covenants with God. And then when I get to the verse of Scripture as I close, that D.L. Moody hears so often. In fact, they say that verse 17 of 1 John 2 was his life verse for the great Lyell Moody. But it says in verse 15, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Don't we want to be that person? He that does the will of God abides forever. And I trust that the Lord will encourage you today. I think it's good for us to be honest with ourselves, to take off the robes of pretense, to be honest with ourselves. Where we have failed, we should readily commit. Even we're encouraged to confess our sins one to another. But in the end, if we are committed to do the will of God, he that doeth the will of God abides forever. May your heart be encouraged. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your wondrous love and grace and mercy to us. We are indeed in a lifelong struggle, the battle against our flesh, the world, Satan himself, all the evil powers. Though we find in our natural tendency to go back to obey the sinful desires of the sin nature and the lust of our flesh, we want to be like Paul, who said, Christ has done it. Christ has gained the victory. You can live triumphantly in Christ. Help us, O Lord, to pursue that we might be those that do the will of God and abide forever with God's blessing and God's favor in our lives. Help everyone who is here today to deal with themselves honestly, to make strong commitments to you, O Lord. To say, I don't want to be a casualty in the battle for truth, in the battle for righteous living, but I want to be a soldier of the cross that stands true till the day I die. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Give us victory this day, this coming week, and in all the time ahead of us. May your great name be ever praised through Christ our Lord.
It's all standing.